Hello. Today we had a lot of financial fireworks in the markets. A lot of things are going on, and I think we are in the middle of something going on that's very big. It doesn't look like it's going to end real soon. Today, the Federal Reserve came in and offered $85 billion to buy out AIG, and it looks like it's never going to end. They're talking about the next company, whether it's Morgan Stanley or whatever. Already we bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and Lehman's went bankrupt, and then, of course, Bear Stearns had a bailout not too long ago. And we're talking about big bucks. We're not talking about hundreds of millions or even hundreds of billions now. We're talking about trillions of dollars. The obligation is immeasurable. Nobody can measure it. And the derivatives markets are very much involved. Nobody knows how much you're involved. But all I know is they're starting to unwind. And that is why all these banks and investment companies are in such big trouble. And the only thing they can resort to is coming to the federal government, coming to the Federal Reserve, and asking for a bailout. The interesting thing is like today, we're coming up with this $85 billion. They don't come to the Congress. I mean, the Federal Reserve buys them out. They own it. We as taxpayers now own Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and nobody knows how much that'll cost. That could be into the trillions of dollars. So they don't come to Congress. We don't have appropriations. It's done by secret government, private individuals behind the scenes maneuvering and manipulating and trying to patch things up. But of course, in the meantime, I'm sure there's a few people making a couple bucks out of this whole thing. Today, in Foreign Affairs Committee, we had a bill come up. It was considered insignificant. It was only $1 billion, and it was to send aid, humanitarian aid, to Georgia. And there was some debate on it, which was fortunate, but about 25 of the committee members didn't even show up for the vote. It's going to be put on suspension, believing that they'll get two-thirds vote very easily. And they said, well, it's humanitarian. We need to help them. And yet, that is such a controversial issue going on. And to me, it's just a disaster to pump more money into Georgia, stirring up trouble, provoking Russia, trying to reignite the Cold War, all these many, many things. But financially speaking, we don't have $1 billion. I mean, where are we going to get it? They're going to appropriate and authorize this money, but they're not going to raise taxes in the next few months to pay for this, and they'll probably have to borrow it, or get it from the Federal Reserve some way, just monetize some debt and get more money. But with all the problems that we have in this country, the infrastructure in this country, we're still going around the world looking for more problems. So in a way, this casualness on how we spend $1 billion overseas in foreign aid for humanitarian purposes, which in reality is military support for that government who's supposed to in return protect an oil pipeline in that country. And even this bill actually stated that it had something to do with the pipeline. So this to me is just a symbol of how serious the problem is, that this is not even an event, and yet the whole Cold War with Russia now being stirred up again. At the same time, our financial markets are collapsing. Today, the market was down 450 points a couple days ago, down 500 points. Gold, I mean, finally people got some sense and said, hey, this can't help the dollar. When they bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and the market, and this was in collusion with the Chinese, because the Chinese were getting worried because they held so much of these securities. So we had to bail them out as well to protect our dollar. So the Chinese government and the American government were in bed together. And the immediate reaction there was a tremendous boost in the dollar. But that had to be temporary, because you can't create money like we're doing and in order to support the dollar, because ultimately it hurts the dollar. And everything we do in Washington today, whether it's on the appropriation side, whether what the Fed is doing, buying up America, it's all putting pressure on the dollar. And one of these days, we're just going to have to wake up and say that we need to liquidate debt. This is malinvestment. Our problems come from the fact, first, they start with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a monopoly, and it controls interest rates artificially low, causes people to make mistakes. That's the basic source. But then on top of that, in the housing market, what we had the Community Reinvestment Act, which told investors that they had to loan to risky borrowers. And that was a complication. HUD contributes to this. FDIC contributes to this. It's called moral hazard. Everything that we have done over here creates moral hazard. That is, we assure people or assume that we'll take care of everybody. Just go out and take the risk. It's the opposite of the marketplace. And then they have people come along and say, see, this is the failure of capitalism. This has nothing to do with capitalism. This is something that started off as interventionism and us being too involved in the economy for the benefit of special interests. But now it's being socialized out in the open. I mean, we, the taxpayers now, own the mortgage companies, the insurance companies, and we're going to own a lot more. If our car companies need bailed out, believe me, it's going to happen. They're not going to let all our car companies go broke either. But this will come to an end. The end of this comes when people reject the dollar. And I think we're getting awfully close to this. When you see the movement we're seeing in the markets today, we know that there are serious problems out there. And Congress basically are oblivious. They have no idea what's going on. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure the Federal Reserve has any idea what to do about this. They've been manipulating and maneuvering for their benefit over the years, but eventually the market wins out. And right now, I think the market is saying that this is so serious and so big that we better be prepared. And the reason why this is so important, if we care about people in a humanitarian sense, what you want to do is protect the value of the money. Just think of the third world nations when they have total runaway inflation. The middle class gets wiped out. And today, what we're seeing today is the middle class being jeopardized by this type of system we have of unlimited spending, unlimited debt, unlimited creation of new credit. So it's time that we wake up. Matter of fact, I think a lot of people are waking up and starting to realize this, but also there's a lot of people starting to panic. But the answers are there. The answers are in the free market and the sound money in our Constitution. So if we did that, we could solve these problems. But so far, we haven't seen very many people resorting to going back to the basics principles of the marketplace, capitalism, and our Constitution.